Attend, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Our reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, the woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yea, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. I greet all of you on the 36th Sunday after Pentecost. We celebrate the higher martyr Blaise, who we just baptized, little Corey, who has taken the name Blaise, the higher martyr of Sebaste. I was driving home rather, well, later early, however you want to define it, from San Francisco last night, listening to the radio. By the way, I've always heard that talk radio is better than music if you're driving. I don't know if that's true or not, but they say like the voice, like people talking, is better to keep you awake versus like music, which is more soothing. So I listened to talk radio, and I couldn't help, I wasn't really paying that much attention to the programs, just kind of driving and thinking to myself and, you know, just hearing the people talking on the show. And I must have heard some things, because I kept thinking to myself, what a narcissistic society we live in. What a self-centered, narcissistic, all-important society. And I don't have social media, so I'm not judging those who do, but I imagine that probably adds to it or doesn't help. Probably one of the things that young people never like to hear from me is I say, you're just not that important, and neither am I. We're just not that important, and yet we present ourselves as something important. Look at me. You better accept me. You better see things my way. And then I thought about the gospel reading of this woman who is called a dog, and that Jesus ignores her. And then she pleads with him, why is she a dog? She's not a Jew. They're in the region of Tyre and Sidon. They're outside. They're in Galilee. They're outside of the Jewish confines. And Jesus did that a lot, presumably, from what we can gather from Scripture, to get away, and where people wouldn't necessarily recognize him. But here comes this woman, a dog, a non-Jew. And she comes to Jesus, and he doesn't answer her. It's like, why wouldn't you answer her? And then he says, it's not good to give the breadcrumbs to the dogs. And of course, we know what he's trying to do. He's trying to show his disciples and his followers what he came into this world to do. And to show what that means. That probably didn't explain that well. But here's this woman who pleads with him. Her daughter is severely possessed. And then when he responds to her as a dog, she has this beautiful line. Yes, Master. Even the dogs eat from the Master's or from the Lord's table. And that was the very thing that Christ was looking for. Because even though she's not necessarily narcissistic, she's probably not, but she understands her place in the world according to these people, that she's lowly and that she's really not worthy to bother with. But she sees something in Jesus that says, I don't care what they say about me. I don't care if I'm just a dog. I'm going to continue to plead with the Lord to heal my daughter. And then when she says that line that even the dogs must eat from the Master's table, he said, woman, great faith. Let it be to your daughter as you will. She didn't care about what people called her. She didn't care about what people thought of her yelling out. But in the context of Jesus Christ, she was elevated to a woman of great faith. She wasn't a dog anymore. And so while I contend, brothers and sisters, that you and I, with all of the struggles that we try to present ourselves, that, you know, here I am, look at me, we're just not that important. We're just not that important. I don't know anybody who occupies themselves with someone else. And if they do, they need some help. The only thing we should be occupied with, brothers and sisters, is our life in Christ. Is not how we are defined by our own glorious thoughts, not how we're defined by somebody else. And it doesn't even matter what they say about us, or even say to us. Be defined by God, not by man, not by anything else, not by society and all of its crazy whims. Be defined by God, whether they call you a dog or not. Because when we're defined by God, that's when we find our full humanity. And that's when we are elevated to our full dignity by the Master, that he does care and love all of humanity. Amen. Amen.